This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour on the DJD Experience. Jennifer Horn is gone for the week. So Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and Doug Steffen are holding down the fort, presenting a number of ways for you to have a good day, even though there are things that are going on that are distracting, troubling. The equation between what happened in Florida in that school shooting and the general disrespect that exists in our country for, is it authority or just decency? There was an incident in my hometown of Framingham over this past weekend, and as I looked at the Florida shooting circumstance, ladies, tell me what you think about this. This incident dominated the local news last week and actually became a regional story. One of the Framingham police was arrested while he was on, was injured while he was on his way to the scene of an out-of-control house party. There were hundreds of people in the backyard. It was one of those warmer days last weekend, as things begin to warm up a little bit here in New England, described as threatening and chaotic, not only to the partygoers, the people in the neighborhood, but to the police because of the guns that were at the party. The policeman who got injured was the first on the scene. And this is a small neighborhood where there are very small homes. It's just another suburban neighborhood. That's all it was. And the parents were gone. So this loud party at 10:30 p.m. had everybody disturbed, worked up. So the police were called, and they got there. And guns came out on both sides. There were cars parked all along the street, so you couldn't even drive up the street. And basically, when the officers showed up to talk to the person there, the house was being rented through Airbnb. And the fellow said, "I'm not going to let you into the house," to the police. And the police said, "That you don't have any..."
Yeah, not an option.
"We're cleaning the house." So this guy said, "F the police," to them. So then the police arrested that guy and some other people who were out of control at the party. But there were literally, this is a little teeny narrow street, hundreds of cars. You couldn't get up and down the street. And so I bring it to your attention because it's the kind of thing that just represents where, and the people involved were, you're going to take a shot at me because I'm saying this, but they weren't white Americans. They were Brazilians, because Framingham has the largest number of Brazilians living in one place outside of Brazil. We even have one of the new city councilors, first Brazilian elected to a city council in the country. Wonderful lady. I have known her for a number of years. And yet there are a lot of people who come from her country who are bad. And there are others. There are bad people everywhere, but it just happens in this circumstance. It's a white neighborhood, and the guys who, you know, the names that you would hear me say, it sounds like a cliche if I were to give you the names of the people who are arrested and the attitude that they have. And so I wonder, and I don't even remember the name of the kid who shot up the high school in Florida, and I don't whether I speculate. I think it was a Hispanic name, though, wasn't it? Do you remember what the name was? Anybody who remember? 19-year-old kid who shot up the
Cruz, right?
Cruz. Okay, so it's a Hispanic name. So the guy who said, "F the police, they're going to shoot us because we're black," they hit a police officer, smashed a bottle over one of the policemen's head. They were all so high, so drunk, so out of control. Now, this could happen to white people. It could happen to any group of people. But it happened in this circumstance that they were mostly Brazilian and Hispanic and black. Well, dark-skinned anyway. And so I look at it as an example of the kind of disrespect. I'm also, you'll hear me say plenty of times, with regard to the police and other authority, they're worthy of respect if they are respectful. If they present themselves in a respectful way, then they deserve respect. I don't see anything that the police did here that was wrong. Nothing that I can read page after page after page of things. I'm looking at the police reports and the arrests that were taken. And mostly, by the way, the people that were arrested weren't even from Framingham. They were from Springfield and Worcester and other parts of the state. How the hell they even knew that there was a party going on in this little back neighborhood of Nowhereville in Framingham? But the point of trying to...
anyone who's ever been to a house party, and if you, word travels very quickly
fast
about house parties.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So anyway, the business about... Is there a relationship between what Cruz did? Is that a respect thing? The mother couldn't control him. He did his own thing. Whatever it was, that what were the influences? That'll be something that'll play out. Now, remember, with the situation in Las Vegas, that's been months, and they still haven't figured out what was going on with that guy. These things sometimes take a long time. And then people forget about it, and then the next thing you know, there's another shooting. And there's another... You know, another page or two of dialogue, or another hour's worth of conversation on a talk radio program like this. And at the end of the day, what's there? Nothing. Nothing gets done. Nothing gets fixed. You've got these people who are here, and I'm going to, because I can see from looking at the names, these are not people that came originally from this country. Many of them, according to the police, couldn't even speak English. And so they're there, disorderly conduct and resisting arrest, disturbing the peace, assault and battery on a police officer. You know, there were hundreds of charges here, and a lot of people got into trouble. And I think it has to do with what it is that people think about authority.
Yeah, I think that maybe you might be onto something with a lack of respect for authority. I don't know that that necessarily has to do with someone who is Hispanic or not. I feel like we're trying to relate these two situations.
In this circumstance, it is.
There, but I don't think that the kid in Florida, him being, I don't know anything about him. His last name is Cruz. I don't know, was he American citizen? Did he come from somewhere else? Where is his family from? I don't know. I don't think that that has anything to do with it. I mean, he had social media posts where he was, you know, had threatened to shoot police officers, had threatened to shoot other people.
That's the threat I'm looking at.
Yeah,
sorry, I didn't make it more clear.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about. That's where I was going with this.
So I didn't know about that until I just saw it on the TV. So obviously he didn't have a respect for people. And is that a generational thing? Is that widely spread? I don't really know. I think that people have a lack of respect for consequences that comes from things. I think that they don't necessarily think about what's going to happen after, you know, because of their actions after they do something. I don't know if that's necessarily a disrespect for authority. I think people just don't think about themselves or other people before they do things.
They've come here with an expectation that they deserve to get some sort of thing that they can't get anywhere else.
See, I don't know if I agree with that, though, because I think the vast majority of immigrants come to this country because they're looking for something to improve their life, and I think a lot of them work very, very hard to get there. And I think that, you know, in terms of shootings, the vast majority of shootings, school shootings that happen in this country are from people who already live here, from people who are born here, from people who are white.
Mm-hmm.
Who and especially from young white boys who feel like they're entitled, that they should get something.
There's
more.
Too much entitlement all the way around, it seems to me. You can make that argument. In this circumstance, I'm using a couple of different references to make one point, but there are a number of points that can be made here from this. And perhaps, Kara and Victoria, the biggest point is that we have these conversations, these incidents keep taking place, no matter who it is, and then we get, you know, people worked up, you can't trust these people, look at them, we let them all, you know, that kind of rhetoric which comes out of this. And so there's this automatic sort of wall that gets built up. Framingham, as an example, Framingham, for so many different reasons, has become the quintessential, this is a diverse, I was at a public hearing last night. I had to speak on something that I wanted to do at the farm, and I was interested to look at the board. There's a licensing board, and there's a Brazilian on it. There is a Hispanic on it. There's a Jewish person on it, and there are two white women. And the reason I bring it up is because it speaks to, and the mayor was there. She was all dressed up in her Valentine finest. And so we were talking about things that are going on and how diverse the community. I brought it up, how diverse the community is, which has been healthy for me as a kid growing up in this town. I wouldn't have seen diversity had I not grown up here, because most of the suburbs around Boston are white. At least they were when I was a kid. They've changed a lot. But then there are other places in New England where folks come from different countries, and they have set up camp, if you will, knowing that they can get things for nothing. You know, where there's no control. Everybody's out of control, and it just becomes a huge experiment and disaster. It's very frustrating. Okay. Well,
In today's automotive news, Toyota roll out 3 Toyota Racing Division, or TRD Pro vehicles in Chicago, a 2019 Tundra TRD Pro, 2019 4Runner TRD Pro, and a 2019 Tacoma TRD Pro. Voodoo Blue is the new TRD Pro exclusive color, unique TRD skid plates, and on the Tacoma TRD Pro, a cat's black exhaust. The 4Runner has black wheels, roof rack, and JBL audio system. To see more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. DJV, one more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Ah, James Bond story, eh? This time it relates to Pierce Brosnan, who played James Bond 3 times and was, in my opinion, one of the better Bonds. He didn't get to come back because there was a pay problem, I think, the 4th time around. Anyway,
he's too old.
Well, that's what somebody said. But he was the same age. Well, he's now 64. I think he was in his late 40s when he stopped playing James Bond, if I'm not mistaken. How old is Daniel Craig? He's about that age, isn't he? Seems to me.
I don't know. He's in his 40s.
Hmm. Well, Brosnan was more dapper.
Yeah.
Been some, he's like, he was like Roger Moore, in a sense. The dapperness and the way they played it was a little close to the... It was cheekier, whereas Daniel Craig plays it as the tough James
Bond. Yeah, he's like more of an action hero.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, Pierce Brosnan has been ordered by Indian authorities to explain why he appeared in advertisements for a mouth freshener, which has been linked to chewing tobacco. This is an interesting reality.
<Yeah. laughs>
Tobacco products are banned in India, and they've demanded that Brosnan's explanation come within 10 days or he could face a 2-year jail sentence if he came back to India. The ad, which has been seen on television over the air and billboards and stuff, sees Brosnan, who's an internationally well-known figure, everybody knows who he is, and the ad has him playing a Bond-like hero, grappling with villains and flirting with women and driving sports cars, that sort of thing. It ends with him revealing that his secret weapon hidden in his tuxedo is a jar of Pan Bahar. And the people who make Pan Bahar says it doesn't have any tobacco in it. But despite that, Brosnan was criticized when the ads were first broadcast. And he condemned Pan Bahar himself, claiming they had lied to him and misused his image. He says he was deceived. His contract said that he was endorsing breath freshener, tooth whitener containing neither tobacco or any other harmful ingredient. He apologized to anybody he may have offended, mentioning his own losses. His wife died of lung cancer, if you didn't remember that.
Well, and his daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. The thing about this, though, is if they have a problem with the company and its association with tobacco, why is that advertisement on the TV? Why is Pierce Brosnan the one in trouble
for it? Yeah. Like over here, exactly. Over here, you can't advertise tobacco products. And I'm wondering whether that's ever going to take root for liquor as well. Anyway, it's an interesting conundrum for him to be in. But he's still very visible and very active, and those sorts of things net lots of money. That's why actors do them, because they get paid a lot of dough. Because in this case, he's very well-known.
And they never get seen. So they do so many actors that you wouldn't believe, like A-list actors, like Brad Pitt has some of the cheesiest ads that only air in Japan. Mm-hmm. And they do it because no American is ever going to see it, so it doesn't harm their reputation. And so they get paid so much money.
Tons of dough. Yeah. Millions. All right, getting to music news now. 26 past the hour on the DJV show. Toria and Kara and I celebrate. Well, I don't know if this is a celebration or it isn't a celebration. Led Zeppelin and the connection to Jimmy Page, obvious. Jimmy Page has shut down any hope of a Led Zeppelin tour. He was interviewed. He admits that he doesn't expect any more live shows from the band. He says, you got to face the facts. We have gone past the 10th anniversary of the O2 show. That was the only thing we've done for such a long time. So I much doubt we'll do anything else. I really think time has gone. But he promises that there are some new products in the works. He says they can't give the game away. There's a recording. It's another multi-track that we'll release, Will being him. In addition to the music releases, there'll be a new Led Zeppelin book out this fall. He says, I'm really pleased that we're all doing it collectively because there's so many other people doing books. It'll be really good to have an authoritative book out there. So why would they object or whomever to going on the road?
I don't know. It seems like a lot of older artists are having health problems and it's stopping them from going out on the road. So maybe someone in the band is having some health issues and can't travel.
You think? You don't think they ever used drugs, do you?
I'm sure they didn't.
28 after the hour. MyPillow.com is bringing back their best offer ever. Buy one MyPillow and get one free. If you're struggling to get a good night's rest, if you toss around all night long, find yourself with a MyPillow, and the stuffing and the piling in your pillow will go away because MyPillow stays cool and in place. You adjust it when you go to sleep, and it stays there all night long, giving your head and your neck full support. It's like no other pillow. You fall asleep better, you stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed. There's a 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and pay for one MyPillow, a premium pillow, and get a free premium pillow with the deal. So you buy one at the regular price, get one free, two for the price of one, and enjoy that 60-day money-back guarantee. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. Is negative content on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, negative articles? Happens a lot. It's not fair, not right. You know what you can do? You go to ReputationDefender.com, help you protect your good name. Free consultation at ReputationDefender.com or by calling 855-432-4886. Call right now. Get a free expert reputation analysis. Easy to kill the unfair attacks with their system. Analysis is free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Get rid of the bad stuff and focus on the good stuff so your reputation, your business, your home will be on the right footing. Call now 855-432-4881 or talk to an analyst at ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
After the hour on the DJV Experience, I'm Doug Steffen presenting the likeness of Victoria Horn. Victoria, there, I do it again. That's the third time I've done it. Victoria Horn, no!
Well, I am more than happy to take on the Horn last name while Jen's away.
Okay. Kara Schillen, Victoria Keelan, and the Dougster here. Imagine me thinking things through, and I've promised myself I wasn't going to do this, and yet here I am doing it. The school shooting, the numbers, had said a couple of times over the last, however much time it is that we are focusing on these things, how many of these shootings have been already on the front pages this year? 18 of them. So if you do the math, there's a school shooting on average every 60 hours. What does that say about this country?
Nothing
what
good.
Does that say about where we send our children? The whole public school institution is now being questioned by many people. This has been considered a right, an education, a safe place for children to go to learn. And now parents worry about their children as to in the number of private schools, whether they be religious or just not religious. There is a private school in Los Angeles, a fellow is a headmaster, somebody that I know, getting to know quite well, actually, in the last 4 or 5 months. And the tuition to go to that school and other schools like it for elementary children is almost $40,000 a year. And they're turning people away in droves because the schools are big enough, they can't handle all the people that are trying to get in, because they figure the private schools will be safe.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case.
You don't think it's the case that that's why they're going there?
I don't think it's the case that they're safe. I don't think that changing the public school, that stopping people from going to public school is going to solve the issue.
No,
that
of course it isn't, but that's what people think.
Yeah, it doesn't address the problem,
no.
And then if you send every single person who goes to public school to private school, then you have the same exact issue, because you've got the same people who are causing the issue in the first
place. There is no reason in the world that these kids should have these assault-style rifles. If you're a gun person and
love
the NRA, I belong to the NRA, and I see no reason in the world for these damn things to even be existing. They shouldn't be able to sell them to anybody unless you're the government and you're buying them to use in the military. Other than that, damn it, no. It's our fault. It's the lawmakers. Fault doesn't fix the problem. How are you going to fix the problem? You can talk about gun background checks if you want to and all of that stuff, but the availability of these guns is more of a problem. And the guy who will send his email or whatever he sends to me on Twitter and tell me to go duck myself, yeah, you can, sir, look in the mirror. You're the problem. And others who think that we got to have our guns. The government's going to, listen, I'm as big a conspiratorialist. I don't like the government at all. At all. And do I think they can turn? Or it's possible that somebody could turn? Yeah. There's all of that. But in the meantime, where do you balance this? And that's the discussion, maybe at least in part, but it's way too sanitized. And again, the nonsense that you hear, as I say to my friend who wanted to know why we did or didn't talk about it, I just said it was the news and that was all. And then you start regurgitating all these things. It takes a while for them to sort of settle into your brain, or either that or I'll jump to conclusions, as many people do. But it's just, it's not acceptable. Now, I can say that, too. It's too many people. But you see, here I am repeating myself again, because we've said the same stuff over and over again. It's a mental health issue. So where's the money to fix that? We're more interested in beefing up more than $700 billion worth of military spending. What the hell for? If we don't have a country, the country falling apart at the seams because of stuff like this, what's the point? It's just, it's pretty amazing. Okay. Don't know what else. Ladies, you're welcome to take it away for a minute or two.
I was going to say, did anything good happen? Is there anything good in the news that we can talk about? I feel like everybody needs, I don't know, something uplifting a little bit.
Yep.
Actually, there are some things that are going on that are fairly good. I don't know whether you consider I'm looking around here now that you mention it. The happiest place in the United States. The healthiest place in the United States. This sounds like a commercial for Disneyland, but it's not. There's a survey that's been out. Actually, this has been floating around. I think I made mention of this a couple of weeks ago when I first saw it, but now it's been refined. South Dakota, for example, once known as the land of plenty, and Vermont tied for the top spot in the states of American wellness rankings. Interesting, because the last time we talked about this, I remember one of the Dakotas being the worst place to live. I can't, according to that survey, because of the drinking and smoking. That must have been North Dakota, because in this survey, South Dakota wins.
Yeah, no, you're right. North Dakota had some, there were some issues with.
Wasn't there? Yeah, we talked about
it. Wasn't it unhealthiest?
Yeah.
Or,
yes, yeah, it was. So why do we believe any of these
cancer rates things? Or something, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we all know that Hawaii is a great place to be, so there's nothing here South Dakota, Vermont, Hawaii, Minnesota, North Dakota. And this is the exact opposite of the last time we saw these surveys, so, of what value is.
Well, you know what the interesting thing, now that I'm remembering, the last time we talked about which states had the best rankings, that was based on life insurance policies. And so health insurance and life insurance companies, when they go and they test you for different ailments and things like that, it's they have their data. That's what that list was based on. This is actually based on people's overall wellness and income and education and things like that that overall translate to being happier. So it makes sense. Colorado is always in the list because everybody's always outdoors. Everyone lives a healthier lifestyle. It's just, you know, Vermont is
everybody's
probably the same
spot.
Thing. Well, hey, you never know. Maybe that makes people happier.
You want to be happy for the rest of your life.
And Vermont is very similar.
Vermont's a great state in many ways.
Yeah, and Vermont, it's a beautiful
state. It's
damn
cold, though.
It is cold. Really cold, yeah. But Vermont and Colorado have a lot of similarities.
Yeah.
So, you know, it makes sense. And Hawaii, if you can't be happy in Hawaii, then, you know, you got problems.
Yeah. All right. Let's, how about we have Miss Dimples in our focus.
Oh, boy.
People in the news.
Miss Dimples.
Stormy Daniels.
People are going to start thinking you mean something else by dimples the more we refer to.
Well, there are dimples in two places. I'm speaking about her facial dimples at the moment. The former film, porno, adult film, whatever you want to call her. Her name, real name is Stephanie Clifford. She's going to tell her story now. Who's going to pay for that interview? Because the
president's
lawyer.
Well, I think a lot of people are going to be interested in it now that it's been out. Yeah, because it's been out there for so long now, and then she sort of denied it, but didn't really. And then Jimmy Kimmel had her on, and she said it wasn't her signature in the NDA that they said she signed. And there's a lot more to the story. So I think that people will be interested in this for sure. She's been trending for 3 days on Twitter.
To what result, though? What's the end game here, other than embarrassing Trump and her making money? What's the end game?
I don't know what it is
15
for her,
years ago?
I don't know what the end game is for her, but as far as viewers, I think there are plenty of viewers who like to see Trump embarrassed, however terrible some people might think that is. But I think also we just live in a world
where he's not embarrassed. That's the point. He doesn't care. He shows no.
Well, yeah, that's true. But people also just like gossip. I don't know. They just like like to hear whatever the spicy news is, and it sounds like she's going to have some.
Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway, the NDA is invalid, and she's going to talk, and we'll be listening to that for two or three. Who's going to have it? Will TMZ pay for the right to do that? Will they pay more than anybody else?
Oh, I think that...
Or one of the big networks.
TMZ doesn't pay for anything. TMZ doesn't have money, and they don't pay for anything. That's why they employ these, like, unemployed kids to run around with cameras and stalk celebrities.
Right.
So they don't have money for that. But this would probably end up being on a Good Morning America or a Today Show type of thing, and where she's going to tell her whole story.
As long as Megan What's-Her-Face doesn't do it.
Oh, you know what? Actually, it's funny you mentioned that. I bet that she is going to be clamoring. If this ends up somewhere in the NBC world, Megyn Kelly is going, she may threaten to walk out if she doesn't get this interview. Because, you know, she loves an expose.
People will watch it just because it's going to be a train wreck. Can you just imagine all of the awkward questions she's going to ask? She's so
that might
awkward.
Be the one time I want to see Megyn Kelly.
All right, other people in the news. Prince Heinrich of Denmark has passed away. Doesn't want to be buried next to his wife.
This story has been going on for about 4 months now. And then now he died. But this is still just a weird, weird story.
He had dementia.
Yeah.
And then he got a lung infection and pneumonia, and now he's dead. He'd been unhappy with his title since being named Prince rather than king, the prince consort instead of the king consort, when they got married in 1967, the decision was accepted by the queen, Queen Margaret, who is expected to be buried at a cathedral in, I don't even know where the
cathedral
is.
So was he mad that she was the queen and he was the prince, so she had, like, a higher title than him or something? Why doesn't he want to be buried next to her?
Because that could be said for Prince Philip, the queen. It just,
can you imagine
how does that work,
being
anyway?
So bitter on your deathbed that you would not be buried next to your wife because of the title?
Right, and she's apparently, like, okay with it. I thought they were maybe in the process of not divorce, but separating or living separate lives. But apparently not, that's not the case. That she was there at his bedside with their children when he died, and I guess she's accepted the fact that he doesn't want to be buried next to her. I would have pulled the plug on him. If my husband says, well, sorry, I would have accidentally, yeah, I don't want to be buried next to you. Really? Okay. Well,
all
you
right,
would have heard
a good time
flatline. Yeah, you would hear the flatline beeping a lot sooner.
Really?
Yes.
Is Lewis that? Listening in the background?
I hope so.
Good God. All right, 11 before the hour.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper for its calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
The moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-o! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. All forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and provide a nutrient so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Dean of Conversation, the Doug Steffen and DJV combination here. D is part of the Doug is part of the D, and J is for Jennifer, and B is Victoria, and there. All, well, Jennifer's on the road, so I thought in honor of her being on the road, we would have some conversation about travel, including what the State Department is going to do to your passport in just a moment, plus an unruly child on a flight. The video of the child, or at least conversation about the video, is everywhere on social media, so we'll focus on that right after this. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
All right, 56 past the hour. The U.S. State Department says it will raise its execution fee on passports from $25 to $35 this spring, affecting anybody who's applying for a passport for the first time, as well as anybody like people under the age of 16 who have to apply in person. The, I don't know why they call it an execution fee. What a stupid name. It's a the fee or the whatever, a licensing fee. It's separate from the cost of the passport itself, which is $110 for adults and $30. Let's see, the passport card costs $30, so everything's going up. It's like, was it yesterday or the day before we were talking about the toll roads now that are being proposed? You want to fix the infrastructure? Let's raise taxes. So there's this, on one hand, this guy says, all right, we're going to cut everybody's taxes and you'll all love it. And then on the other hand, raising taxes, because that's all that is. That's all this is. Fees are taxes. And it doesn't make any difference whether you call them a fee or you call them a tax. It's the same thing. Money out of your pocket to live and do what you want in a so-called free society. I'm sick of it, frankly. So there's one angle. I think, Victoria, you just pushed my button on something we were talking about off the air. Anyway, another thing that is more and more a problem on planes, especially international flights, but any long flight. It takes 6 hours to fly across the country from east to west, 5 hours if you're going west to east. If you're going to Hawaii or you're going to, I'm going to Pago Pago next month, wherever you go, long flights, you're captive in this tin can in the air for hours and hours and hours. So what happens if there's a problem? Somebody's got a health problem. In this case, it was a discipline problem. And once again, I think we focus on things that are fairly relevant to the issues of the day. That is this whole business of youngsters out of control. Here's a passenger on a Lufthansa flight from Germany to New York. There's a YouTube video that's been posted of a child screaming, climbing on seats, running up and down the aisles, not just once, but for 8 hours. The entire length of the flight, up and down, around. So, you know, some people who are clueless say, oh, gee, it's too bad the mother couldn't take care of her child. The child's out of control. Huh? Your child? You take care of your child. So the child yelling, climbing on seats, running through the aisles. The video is entitled Demonic Child Screams and Runs Through 8-Hour Flight from Germany. So
I think one of the videos, because people, there were multiple videos, I think, of this whole incident. Yeah. But I think somebody has even heard yelling, like, get that kid an exorcism.
Yeah, right.
It's terrible. Yeah. How do flight attendants not tell the kid, you know, tell the parents, you got to get your kid under
control?
Strap
him in the seat.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's your, he's your child. Take care of him. All right, 59 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.